This is Classical Mornings on the New Classical FM. I'm Adi Braun, and with me this morning is Eric Stein from the Ashkenaz Festival. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
How's your day?
My name's great. Thank you.
Excellent. So I know we were just discussing before we went on air that, of course, the Ashkenaz Festival is something that is ongoing, with the main festival only coming every 2 years. But there's something incredibly unique and exciting coming our way this Thursday. So I'm going to just be quiet and let you tell us what it is.
All right. We are bringing to town for the third time a group called Zimmer Ensemble from Berlin. And this is a pretty much like a super group, an all-star group of musicians who are very well known and prolific within the contemporary Jewish music world, particularly klezmer and Yiddish music. And this project is based on a record label, Zimmer Records, that was existed from 1933 to 1938 in Germany. At the height of the Nazis coming to power, this record label was founded and
the Bayer catalog, right?
What's that?
Is it in the Bayer catalog?
The which catalog?
Bayer. I think that's just a compilation because I've seen the Zimmer recordings listed there. It's like
That's
collection.
The whole thing. Is that so? This label was very active through the 1930s. Recorded hundreds of sides. In 1938, on Kristallnacht, as there was a massive pogrom throughout Germany, and this record label shop was completely destroyed. All the master recordings gone, and the label was no more after this. 70 years later, a record collector named Rainer Lotz was determined to reassemble this entire catalog.
Right.
And he's traveled all over the world to try to find one record at a time on the 78 RPM issues of the actual music. And he managed to find a copy of every single one, and then all of that was remastered and reissued and released. And then shortly after, these musicians came together and created a live concert program based on this incredible catalog of music. And so that's what they bring to the stage. They bring recordings that were done in this period, and they tell the stories of the musicians and the sort of social history behind this music.
And I know that at the helm of this outfit is Alan Bern, right? Just
that's
tell us
correct.
A little bit about him, because he's a very interesting person.
Yeah, Alan Bern is one of the leaders of what is known, I guess, as the Yiddish Revival or Klezmer Revival. He was part of a group called Brave Old World for many years, which really redefined the frontiers of Jewish music. And later he went on to be part of a group called the Other Europeans. Many projects. And he also directs the Yiddish Summer Weimar Festival, which is a fantastic festival that takes place every summer in Germany for Jewish music. He's a very, very brilliant musician and a great leader, and really tells these stories and leads the ensemble in the creation of their arrangements of that music in such an extraordinary way. So he's really a monster, a giant.
I almost met him in Berlin, because I started my doctorate on European cabaret, and I perform in Berlin a fair bit. And, you're taking me back now to that pivotal time of the Weimar era. Can you tell us a little bit about the group, the band, the instrumentation? Because it's quite eclectic.
Right. So Alan plays piano and accordion. There is a violinist. There's a trumpet player, another accordionist, a bass player, and four vocalists, four fantastic vocalists.
And I know, of course, that Weimar cabaret songs, it's not like, Cabaret the Musical here with Liza Minnelli. The nature of those songs is often quite, it can be cynical, funny, sarcastic, moving. They're political in nature. What are we going to hear?
It's a mix of all of that. That's a really astute observation about that repertoire. The repertoire on this catalog ranges quite widely. And there is Jewish music, whether it's cantorial or klezmer or Yiddish folk music. But equally, there is opera and classical music and, like you said, cabaret. And your description of it, I think, is perfect. And a lot of the music that was recorded in that period of time has that sort of subversive edge of commentary on the events of the day. And some of it, like you said, is cynical or bitter or satirical. And all of that comes through in this concert performance. It's really amazing.
Yeah. And something that I know, I'm sure you're aware of, but a lot of listeners may not know, if it hadn't been for the Jews in Germany, we would have no cabaret. It's just, it's end of story, because they were involved in, financing, writing, in performing, and so forth. So I think that the body of work, there's probably still stuff there that we haven't even found yet.
Yeah, probably. That's probably likely. I think probably more specifically about this concert, there are artists that people don't know about that who were incredible artists at the top of their game in that period of time, and their careers were either snuffed out by Nazism, mm-hmm. or cut short and rerouted, detoured one way or another. All those stories come out in this concert, and you'll learn about musicians that, extraordinary musicians who you never heard of, but you ought to have.
Yeah. So sadly, there's only one. Well, we shouldn't say sadly. Thank goodness they're coming to our city, but there is only one performance, right?
There's one performance. There is also the day after the concert, there are workshops taking place at the Toronto Holocaust Museum where you can work and learn directly from these musicians in a much more intimate environment. It's good for musicians as well as vocalists, as well as non-musicians. You can come and observe these workshops and learn quite a bit. One of the sessions in the workshops will be a Q&A about the ensemble itself and
their
work.
That's fantastic.
And one of the workshops will be for instrumentalists, the other one for singers, and you can just sing in the shower if you just want to learn these songs and learn the stories.
Well, the thing is that these songs, even though they're from, almost 100 years ago, they have great relevance today.
Absolutely.
Right?
Probably poignantly and disturbingly too much.
Yeah. And the masterclass, once again, is in the Holocaust Museum at the new center at Bathurst and Steeles, the JCC there?
Or? That's correct. Yeah.
Shepherd
and Bathurst. Yeah.
And tell us, and once again, October the 5th, it's at
Meridian Arts Center.
We've been speaking with Eric Stein from the Ashkenaz Festival. You do not want to miss the one and only summer ensemble headed by Alan Byrne this October the 5th. Eric, thank you so much. And vive la différence. Let's hear those songs that are so seminal. Alan Byrne, summer ensemble performing seminal music. Can't get better than that.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you so much.